Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, August 4th. Coming up, we're revisiting a conversation with Charles Isbell and his top priorities for the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign as its new chancellor. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The University YMCA at the U of I Urbana-Champaign is accepting donations starting today of any usable furniture or other goods for its 23rd annual dump and run. Staff at the Y say the sustainability program keeps around 30 tons of unwanted goods out of dumpsters and landfills in Champaign-Urbana each year. The organization accepts a wide variety of items, including furniture, dishes, glassware, pots and pans, small household appliances, office and school supplies, and other electronics. Donations can be dropped off at the U of I Stock Pavilion on Pennsylvania Avenue. Item collections will continue every weekday and Saturday until August 16th. After that, volunteers will help sort, price, and resell the items at the Dump and Run Big Sale on the weekend of the 23rd. A bill protecting the Mahomet Aquifer in East Central Illinois from carbon sequestration was signed into law on Friday by Governor J.B. Pritzker. The measure takes effect in 2026, the same year that construction of new carbon sequestration pipelines will be allowed in Illinois. Republican State Senator Chapin Rose, an early advocate of the measure, said the ban will protect the aquifer from what he calls risky carbon experiments. The Mahomet Aquifer is Illinois' only federally designated sole source aquifer. That means it's recognized as the main water source for people in its region. A group of Northwestern University professors are calling on their campus leaders to stand up to the Trump administration. They fear their university will follow the lead of other institutions that have made deals with federal officials to regain millions of dollars in federal grants and contracts. Lisa Corian Phillip reports.
Northwestern has had nearly $800 million in federal funding frozen. Still, Professor Jackie Stevens says making a deal with federal officials would be like giving in to extortion. Stevens leads a faculty advocacy group.
What the faculty would prefer to see is that Northwestern follow the lead of other institutions that have gone to court in order to challenge the legality of the orders of the or the requests or the demands of these agencies.
A Northwestern spokesperson did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Lisa Corian Phillip.
The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has released findings from two investigations into an accident 2 years ago at the Quad Cities nuclear plant near the Rock Island county town of Cordova. Brady Johnson reports Constellation Energy has agreed on a set of actions to address misconduct and regulatory violations.
The inspections stem from an incident in 2023 when improperly closed coolant valves drained water from the Unit 1 reactor. The water sprayed two plant workers who were then not properly tested for radiation exposure. The NRC ultimately found the exposure did not exceed federal safety limits, but investigators found employees inaccurately documented the incident and deliberately failed to report it to federal regulators. One operator admitted to falsifying reports, fearing retaliation from management. Both workers have since been fired. The NRC's confirmatory order issued last month says Constellation has agreed to implement more safety and training measures, including a fleet-wide survey of its nuclear plants. The NRC has yet to issue a decision on regulatory enforcement actions against the power plant operator. I'm Brady Johnson reporting.
Still to come, we're revisiting a conversation with Charles Isbell and his top priorities for the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign as its new chancellor. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 80 degrees and an east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a low of 64 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 83 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 65 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 85 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Hundreds of rural hospitals across the country have closed in recent decades, while others have had to change what they offer to keep their doors open. We'll talk about where rural hospitals in Illinois stand and what changes to Medicare and Medicaid will mean for the future of rural health care. I'm Christine Herman. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A new era has begun at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Late last week, Charles Isbell took the reins as the new chancellor. He previously served as provost at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. When Isbell's appointment was announced in June, he sat down with IPM education reporter Emily Hayes. Since this is his first full week in his new role, we're resharing that interview now, starting with Isbell's top priorities.
Well, my top priority will be listening and learning. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to meet the students. I'm going to meet the faculty and the staff. I'm going to go to all of the units, and I'm going to hear what is on their mind and the things that they want to do, and then we will get to work.
Your academic background is in computer science, particularly artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. What is your vision for the future of AI and machine learning research, both at the U of I and more broadly in the state of Illinois?
So machine learning and AI is central to much of the future and what we're going to be doing, just like computing has been for the last many years. It's the goal of this, I think, though, is not just to think about AI and machine learning by itself as a thing that sits over by the side, but something that integrates in with all the other work that everyone is doing, whether you're a historian, whether you're doing medicine, whether you're an engineer, or whether you're a computer scientist. It's going to be central to all the work that we do, so we have to educate the students, we have to support the staff and the faculty, and we have to help all of them to do great work with this as a foundation.
Would you be able to provide some examples of what that would look like?
So, for example, a lot of the work that you do around medicine and helping people to, well, there's two things. There's actually two good examples of this. One is medicine, right? How can we discover new drugs? What can we do to help people to deal with chronic disease? On the one hand. But there's also the human side, the behavioral side. What can we do to model people to understand what they're doing and then help them to make decisions so that they can take better care of themselves? So you get the medicine side with something like machine learning and AI, but you also get the health and the wellness side. And that's what sort of the power of this is, that you can do both of those things at once when you bring human beings into the conversation and make them centrally a part of it.
As you know, the University of Illinois has a large international student population. Mm-hmm. In the spring, the Trump administration deleted the records of 48 U of I students and told them that they needed to leave the country. More recently, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the administration will aggressively revoke visas for Chinese students, who are the largest group within U of I's international population. How do you plan to respond to the federal actions that affect U of I?
We will support our students. It is very important, not just to the future of the university and the state, but to the future of education, that we bring in the best and the brightest from around the world, and that we support them while they are here. We help them after they graduate. Many of them stay. Some of them go back. They're our best advertisement to the world. They're the energy that helps us as a country, that helps us to touch and make better the world. So we have to support them. We're going to continue to bring them in as we can. We're going to continue to support them, and we're going to help them to thrive.
The university has seen major cuts in federal funding to research grants and support for indirect costs. What do you see as the value of that research, and how do you plan to make that argument to the government and the public?
So those are two different arguments, the government and the public. So to the government, you have to point out what the ROI is. You have to show the research. Look at this place. This is where the internet became the internet as we know it as the web. This is where quantum is being developed. This is the future of everything that we do. That is a sort of return on investment argument that you have to make to the government. They give us support. We support them. We power industry. We change the world. To the public is a different conversation. For the public, for people who do not see themselves necessarily as being a part of the university, you have to have a conversation with them where they are so that they can understand how this benefits them and how they can be a part of the conversation. A lot of what we do in higher ed is we talk to people, we talk at people instead of listening to them and bringing them into the conversation. And I think that is the future of the way you get the public on the side to see the things that we do with them, not just to them and for them.
That was IPM education reporter Emily Hayes talking with Charles Isbell, the new chancellor of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He started his new role on Friday. Former Chancellor Robert Jones is now the chancellor of University of Washington. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Jim Meadows, Lisa Korean Phillip, Brady Johnson, and Emily Hayes. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.